Welcome back to another episode of Girls with Fun.
Are we having fun?
Not this week. we were just both mutually discussing feeling down in the dumps for a number of reasons. One being health-wise at the moment. So if you hear various coughing, which is already starting, throughout this episode, apologies in advance.
I was telling Talia, I was like, I don't know, like, it was like the curative powers of friendship that they talk about in anime or something, because like while you were here last week I felt great, and I don't know if it was the kid behind us at the zoo, like when we went to the lantern festival, that was coughing, if I got something else, if COVID was like lol, no, but like I still have a really bad cough, so yeah. And you can hear my voice does not exactly sound normal, so I'm like the weakest soldier right now. COVID really took me out this time.
Yeah, you did sound better last week, so it's odd.
I know. I like truly, it's baffling to me like what happened. And then this weekend I had like a bazillion things going on with like homecoming at my old school and like sitting in the rain at a football game, and I'm like, this cannot be good for me. Like, guaranteed I'm making bad choices right now. Luckily, we have, like, club-level seats, so after, like, half of the first quarter, we were like, yeah, it's time to go inside. So, I wasn't, like, fully in the rain, but there it is. So, anyway, tangent.
Yeah, to add on to whatever medicine I'm taking that's making me cough, I did my little spring cleaning, changing of the clothes today. So now my little fall winter clothes are out, but I think I just like unearthed every speck of dust that was in my closet, and so it's just floating around in my lungs. So I'll do my best. Okay, so we have talked about world events on this podcast a number of times, and I think we would be doing everyone a disservice if we did not bring up the situation that's going on right now with Israel and Palestine. This occurred while we met last week, last Saturday. I feel like we may have briefly discussed it. Maybe not. I can't recall. I feel like it didn't really become, like, more apparent to me until, like, Sunday when I got home, or Monday, logging on to work. But if somehow you're not aware, there is essentially a war going on right now between Israel and, I don't necessarily even want to call it the state of Palestine, but we'll say against Hamas, which is a terrorist organization in Palestine. Over 1,000 Jews were killed at a festival on Saturday, if I'm correct. It was Saturday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, last Saturday. And since then, Israel has, reacted by dropping numerous amounts of bombs, white phosphorus, like, I don't know, just a barrage of, terror upon, all Palestinian people in Gaza. I don't want to say this isn't anything new, because it definitely is new. Like you were saying before the podcast started, this is like the most like Jewish people that have been killed since the Holocaust. The number of Palestinians killed has been rising. I think we're over like 2,000 at this point. But this conflict has been going on for decades, so it's not new in that sense, but what's been going on has been absolutely horrible. It's been really hard to watch, and I can only imagine how much harder it is if you are Palestinian, if you are Arab, if you are Jewish, watching these atrocities occur. And there's been like a lot of back and forth on the internet. Basically, you know, you have to take one side or the other. And like I was trying to like explain before we started the podcast that like there are a lot of things that are happening. I think there's a lot of like misinformation that's being spread around the internet. Lots of like hot takes, like you were saying, that were like lacking any kind of like nuance or like context. And I don't know. There are things that are true. We know that Hamas is a terrorist organization. We know that all Palestinians are not involved in Hamas. We know that many Jews were killed that day. We know that there are people being held hostage by the terrorist organization. But we also know that Israel, in return, has been attempting to decimate an entire ethnicity. We're watching ethnic cleansing happening right now, going on in Gaza. And it's really hard to watch. I know that when things like this happen, it makes it incredibly hard for both sides. And by both sides, I mean, when things like this happen, it emboldens white supremacist groups or the like to make or to commit hate crimes against Jewish people. It empowers their anti-Semitic views. Like, we know this. The rate of hate crimes that Jewish people have been facing within like the last decade has been increasing more and more, and it is absolutely terrifying. We were just talking about that Tree of Life shooting when we were in Pittsburgh together.
Yeah.
And we also know that when things like this happen, a lot of Islamophobia happens, and hatred towards Arabs. I don't know. It's like there's no good happening right now. There's no good happening right now. I'm not here to like butt stomp and be like to say anything nasty about any one side. Honestly, I just feel immense sadness watching the amount of death and sadness, and I don't know, it's just really hard to watch this happen. And so I cannot fathom being in that situation and people being told they can run for their lives, to leave and get out, and then having their exits being bombed, or I don't know, having to crowd into hospitals and those being bombed, their homes being bombed. Half of like the Palestinian population are children. there's nothing there's nothing good about what's going on right now. Yeah, I just feel like it's important to speak up about these things. I've seen a lot of threats of silencing people for speaking one way or another about it. Mostly on one side, I've seen a lot of, like, if you're, you know, voicing any support for Palestine in this moment, there's, like, doxing going on. I just don't think that's necessary. I feel like there has to be a way to have healthy kind of conversations around this topic that doesn't involve trying to ruin people's lives for voicing support for clearly innocent people.
Yeah. It's hard because, like you were saying, and I said to you before we started recording, the internet, and like, this is true in fandom spaces, but it's even more true and, like, more harmful in situations like this. Like, excuse me, the internet leaves, like, no room for nuance at all. And I've seen a lot of, like, really hot takes flying around. And, like, on the one hand, I get it. Like, how can you quibble over nuance when, like, these horrible things are happening? It feels so immediate and so, like, there's two different people I know personally from my time in college, both of whom ironically are from Pittsburgh, who lost relatives directly, like, who were in Israel, and they were killed. And it feels really immediate. So to tell someone who's, like, actively grieving a terrorist act that, like, we need to feel nuance, like, I can understand, I'm not excusing it, but I can understand why these hot takes about, like, whatever are flying around. It's, like, really hard for people, but I don't even, like, it just feels completely horrible on all sides, and every time I open my phone, there's, like, more horrible news. And it just feels like one of those things, like, I've seen people be like, if you're silent on this issue, like, you're not, like, you would have been silent in these other issues and stuff like that. And, like, I don't even begin to know how to encapsulate, like, what we're witnessing in, like, a meme format or even, like, an Instagram thing to share. And that's, like, what I struggle with. Like, I want to educate myself. I want to learn. I want to be supportive of, like, the human aspect. But how much can you fit into, like, a no-context Instagram post? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It's just really, really difficult.
I mean, I feel like these things have to happen offline as well. That kind of reads the whole, like, posting the black square thing during Black Lives Matter. And, like, what the hell did that do? Absolutely nothing. So many companies and influencers and whoever else posted all these black squares, and then, like, what, you give it a few days, few weeks, few months, and they're right back to not caring about black lives. So I think we should be avoiding attempts at, like, coming off performative. And so I think it would be better if you feel like, you know, not you in particular, but anyone who may feel like, you know, I'm not well educated about this topic, or I don't have the, I don't feel like I have the correct words to say to voice my support or my opinions on it. So I'm not saying anything. I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing if you try to find other ways to show your support. And I really don't know what's the full or the best way to show support in these cases, because sometimes it's like, okay, like, I know I can go out in the street and, oops, I'm hitting the mic. I know I can go into the street and I can march. I know that I can donate money. I know that I can share images online, but sometimes that doesn't feel like enough for me? Like, what can I really do to help these people right now? And it makes you feel kind of helpless watching this go down. Because what can you do when there are bombs raining down on people? I don't know what more else you can do. So I'm not really in the business of trying to like shame people for how they're choosing to support way in one way or the other, because online's not always telling the full story. I think having those conversations with each other at least is like a good start.
And I think, and like you to were your saying, point,
doing that research and
yeah,
talking to others about it.
Even just like making sure you're finding reputable sources for information, right? Like you pointed out misinformation, which is just like rampant, right?
Yeah.
And I've seen like the New York Times like actively debunking like a lot of these, like, as you pointed out, like right wing conspiracy theories that are flying around. And like, it makes me sick to my stomach that on top of like the real human aspect of like pain and suffering that's happening right now, like people are convoluting it to like suit their own purposes. I guess people are always gonna do that. I don't have, yeah, a great view on human nature, clearly. But yeah, I don't know what to say other than like, educate yourself, try not to give credence to like crazy conspiracies. My thoughts are with both, like, the people who, I won't even say both, I'll just say with people who have lost loved ones or experiencing like displacement. It's horrible across the board.
Yeah. I know these are like really frightening times, especially because we are watching this unfold in like real time in front of our eyes. I know that this conflict has been going on for decades. This is not like the first related tragedy, and so these things have been happening, but I think since we're in this age of like social media now, where you can see things updated like constantly within like every second, it just makes it, I don't know, all the more troubling.
Yeah, please take care of your mental health, everyone. I really do, yeah, not think we're built to handle like this constant bad news.
Right. If you need to log off, please do. I hope that you have some kind of support system around you during these times, whether that's family, friends, I don't know, if you have access to therapy or some other kind of mental health resources. I hope that you'll find it. And like you said, my heart goes out to everyone who's suffering right now and dealing with this tremendous loss of life that we've had within the span of a week. It's just insane to truly think about. I don't know what this means for the future of Palestine or the Palestinian people, but I hope we do not watch a group of people be eliminated in front of us. And yeah, I hope that something will change when it comes to anti-Semitism as well, because I mean, it's real. It's real. It's real. I don't know. It's just so much going on right now. Oh my god. It's a lot to process. Like, my heart truly hurts. Like, it was just so hard to, like, go through this week. I cannot. I don't know. I just feel, like, helpless. Like, I want to do something, but I'm like, what can I do? It just hurts. But yeah, I don't know. It's like, even like saying praying for better days, like, I just don't, I don't know. Like, it, nothing feels like, nothing feels right anymore.
Yeah. But yeah.
Well,
I don't even know how we like come back from this.
I know.
Like, how. Yeah.
We can start our BTS app of the podcast now, I guess. So, this week we celebrated Jimin's birthday.
Yeah.
So, happy birthday to Jimin.
It seemed very, like, chill and understated. He's a member who's always said, like, I don't really view my birthday as a big deal. And, like, he said that, but, I mean, we got the hype photos. We got it live from him, which was amazing, because that man will check in with us, like, once a quarter, and that is it. So, I was happy to see his live. But, excuse me, hopefully we can cut that. Yeah, it just seemed kind of quiet to me. Or maybe for everything we were just discussing, my own attention was elsewhere, but it felt like a more subdued birthday.
I agree. Yeah, I agree. It's like hard to even it's hard to even talk about like BTS stuff going on in the world, considering, because yeah, the timeline was real sad this week. So it was nice to see Jimin, like you said. I didn't watch his live, but I did see a few translation, and he got some birthday money from Jin.
I immediately went and looked up, like, how much money... I think Jimin said Jin gave him 2 months of his, like, army salary, and I was like, how much is 1 month of army salary? And the range... I forget the Korean won, but the range was, like, $400 a month at the low end to, like... I think it was maybe 1,000 on the high end. I mean, this was just me searching and trying to, like, convert it to my own currency. So take this with a grain of salt. But my estimate is that he gave Jimin between, like, $800 and $2,000, which, like, it's not a lot to live on, but that's a lot to, like, give your friend for their birthday. Like, imagine if I was like, happy birthday, Kalea, here's $2,000, like, go have a nice meal. I'm like, what is Jimin planning on eating that he's like, you know, spending this on a meal?
I guess when you make BTS money,
that's like $50 for like... Jin. Yeah,
exactly. It felt very like, I don't know, like auntie or uncle energy, like, here baby, take this.
Just and a plushie, no less, right?
Exactly. Go treat yourself to something nice. Like, okay.
I guess he said he saw Yoongi too, right? Hadn't he, like, treated him to food the night before?
Yeah. Is that Yoongi who put, like, little candles on a cake?
Yeah.
Like, not a cake, but, like, a bunch of little cakes.
Yeah, the little hotak, yeah.
Yeah. That was cute.
And then, really living my best life, guess who showed up? You already know, but you can say it.
Namjoon.
Yeah, I won't scream. Namjoon, his hair was looking so good. Like, he had done a live, or was it a live he was doing? I don't know if it was his filter, just the lighting, but he's like, isn't my hair, like, silver? And I was like, is it? Like, it could be any color in this light, you know? And then, like, clearly on Jimin's live, no, like, it's definitely silver.
Yeah, it looks kind of green. I thought it was, like, because didn't he, like, maybe it wasn't dye, but, like, chalked his hair blue?
Yeah, for the Days magazine cover. For some
promotions, yeah.
Yeah.
So I just kind of assumed it was, like, fading from that. But now I don't know. Yeah, it was cute. It was a lot of, like, I love you, bro. And then, like, leaving. Oh, God. They're so funny. Did you watch his live earlier in the week? I did not get a chance to watch that.
Namjoon, I had it on, but I actually, wait, allegedly I had it on, but it was during my work hours, so I had it on silent. So I'm like on a call with my boyfriend Namjoon on my phone in the background, like. So I had to read a translation later.
Was this the live where someone asked him if he, like, had a girlfriend?
Okay, I didn't know if we were gonna talk about this. I was just gonna, like, whoop, slide right over that. Like, honestly, I guess I'm counting June as a J name Virgo, but what's up with the J name Virgo men right now? Like, Jungkook recently did that live where he was, like, jokingly telling people, he was like, I don't have a girlfriend, but then in the same live he was like, come to my house or something. And, like, I was like, you already have an issue with people coming to your house. Like, I mean, say whatever you want, do whatever you want, right? Like, but at the same time, I feel like this might not be, like, the absolute wisest thing that you could say on a V Live. Like, but then anyway, within a week, Namjoon comes on and Namjoon comes on and is like, I don't have a girlfriend, if you know of anyone. And I'm like, it's my volunteer's tribute. Extra funny and unhinged given my voice right now, but, like, please God, like, are you there, God? It's me, Julie.
We've, like, truly entered our delusional era. We need Taehyungjin to come and, like, slap us back down to earth.
Don't slap us, slap your members. Like,
well,
I'm only delusional because I was raised this way. Like,
true. It's JK's fault, really. Yeah, I feel like part of JK's other live was like, Army harm my girlfriend, or like, yeah, you could tell people that we're dating, I don't care. And then another part was like, oh, because I really didn't understand what that conversation was. Someone was saying, like, oh, I would like to have a drink with you. And he's like, oh, you want to have a drink? Like, that's cool. I'm sure you already know where I live now, right? Like, my address is, like, all over YouTube. I don't think he was saying it, like, in an inviting way. I think it was kind of like, y'all are stalking me and my information is out there. We both know that I do not welcome that kind of energy, but what can I do about it? And I felt kind of bad because it sounded kind of like defeatist, but it's kind of like, what can you do at this point? Because his information is always public. But that does not mean that we need to act on it.
Yeah, exactly.
He can be our boyfriend in our heads. We do not need to go to his place of residence. We don't need to send food to his house. We do not need to call him. We do not need to wait for him at the airport. We do not need to be, like, I don't know, in his personal space. Like, we don't need to do any of that.
I went and got, well, I had tea and my friend had coffee. I was trying not to, like, anxiously over caffeinate, but I got coffee, quote unquote, with my friend, and we were talking about it. And we were like, his FBI agent slash like the Hive staff, Weaver's translators listening to that conversation, like F word, like sound out the alarms, like run for your lives. Like, we've trained for this. Like, everyone, all units move. Yeah. Like, after listening to that conversation. Yeah. So I don't know. Like, yeah, the members are kind of acting unhinged in chapter two. We already knew, but lately, like, just wild. I need Jin to come back. Jin needs to put us back in the friend zone. Like, friend zone me immediately. I'm too delusional.
Exactly.
Like, remind me of my place.
It's gonna be so interesting when it's just Jin here and June. Oh, what a completely different experience we're about to have. Anyway, yes. Happy birthday to Jimin. Let me pick up the rest of my notes of things that happened. Okay, yeah, so we have Jimin's production diary that is going to be released. Let me get the actual date. If Weverse would open quickly. That's asking for
too much. I mean, the pre-order runs through the 26th, though, so I assume it's being released on, like, the 23rd.
The 23rd.
So it drops on the 23rd, and you can watch it live with Jimin.
Yes.
At 8 p.m. on the 23rd. And then additional videos on... Wow, I'm not wearing my glasses. This is what it is to be 32. I think it says Thursday, October 26th.
Correct. And we get... We already received... the pre-release additional video, The Truth Untold, today.
I literally thought that I hadn't been following it very closely, again, given everything going on, me being sick, just, like, trying to live my life. I thought that I knew that it was coming, but when I saw that, like, Truth Untold video, I thought I thought the full thing had dropped today. So.
Oh.
I was, like, ready to watch, like, a two-hour documentary to prepare for this episode. And then I was like, wait, hold on.
I had such a hard time trying to even find how to purchase it on Weverse. I feel like I was doing gymnastics just trying to, like, get through the app. Because it wasn't just, like, in global. It was like, check the notice. I'm like, that's cool. I see the notice. Now where is it so that I can purchase it?
Well, and I have a question for you that maybe you don't know. But, like, I think you could buy Yoongi in J-Hope's. But, like, they were also on... Disney Plus. Like, is this going to be on Disney Plus, or is it only on Weverse?
It was my understanding it was only on Weverse.
That's what my understanding was, but I'm just confused. Unless the members are still choosing, like, how it's released, and this is specifically, like, for ARMY. Because I think Road to D-Day was released on Weverse with, like, additional concert footage or something, right? But you could watch the, like, quote-unquote... basic version on Disney Plus.
Yeah. My understanding, it was excuse me, a Weverse only release with the ability to buy, like, some special gifts or whatever afterwards. So, yeah, we will be awaiting that and getting a journey into Jimin producing, writing, participating in the creation of Face.
Watching the trailer... go ahead.
No, I was just going to ask if you had any thoughts on the video that was released today.
Yeah. Watching the trailer, like, the editing, specifically the part in, like, Jimin's house... reminded me a lot of the editing from J-Hope's, where it was, like, multiple J-Hope's, you know what I mean? And we were like, hold on, who's that? Like, I remember us talking about it, because it was, like, three different J-Hope's, like, overlaid in his studio. It was, like, Jimin at his couch, Jimin at his whatever desk, Jimin, like, standing in his house. So I wonder if it was the same editors.
I was wondering if that was Jimin's house.
I don't know. It was giving kind of hype beast vibes that I wasn't expecting from him in 2023, but...
Right.
It looks like comfy to, like, be a studio, but I could be wrong. I'm not as rich as them, I mean, so what do I know?
I do assume that it is someone's house, but I was wondering if it was kind of like that thing Yoongi did in the Soup, where they just kind of all huddle in one place to produce the album.
Mm.
Because... Yeah, his decor to not read is like, this is Jimin's place. Didn't he like showed us his rooms on Weverse and it was just like nothing in it. And I was just like, this is, there's like three versions of like men's houses. They're either like really like into decor and they like actually like try to like do something with it. they put absolutely nothing in it. It's just like the bare necessities. And that's what Jimin was giving in his rooms.
When you said the bare necessities, my mind went to like the mattress on the floor with like the 15-in-1 soap in the shower, and I was like, please God, no.
Or they do the little quirky thing, kind of like how that house is.
Mm-hmm.
And like cover it in like Supreme or like I don't know, Marvel or just some other thing that they're obsessed with. And so just really pick Jimin for being the second option of just having absolutely nothing in his home.
I don't know. I was looking at the Takashi Murakami pillows and like the Supreme, and then there was like 5,000 pairs of shoes on the wall in like cubbies. I don't know if you saw that. So whoever's house it was also like a sneakerhead, I guess. Yeah, I just thought it was Jimin's house because I was like, who else's house would it be? And like, I can see him being kind of whimsical, but it was reading more like 2014 Jimin versus like 2023 Jimin, so
yeah, that's why I was like kind of thrown off
further, but everyone just like deduce.
I didn't even think he was into Supreme like that. I thought that was more like Hobie's Namjoon's thing.
I can see it being one of those things where he's like sentimental and they were like, we don't want those anymore, and he's like, ooh, that's mine now, thrifted. Like, Jimin is a thrifting girly.
What did he do with all those, like, raunchy One Piece figurines he had on
his... Exactly! Well, I was gonna say, when you said, or they have, like, the quirky decor, I'm like, Jimin did have all those big titty anime girlfriend, like, statues for a while, so, I mean, like, I don't know. I feel like I know him, but he might have, like, he might be the one with, like, the Attack on Titan head in his house that they also had in their early dorm, like...
Which, like, that I can see more than just, like, I don't know, the, like, dude bro Supreme stuff everywhere. But whatever rocks your boat, Jimin, I don't know.
We've completely, like, wrongly typecast Jimin. He's actually still, like, his house is still in his, like, F-boy. Oh my god, my microphone. His house is still in his, like, F-boy era.
Anyway, well, looking forward to that.
Honestly, I might buy it just to, like, see the inside of Jimin's house.
I just need confirmation one way or the other.
That TikTok audio that, like, tell me who's your housekeeper, what you got in that house. What in the world is in that room? What you got in that room?
They're also doing a lot of, like, the... Okay, Namjoon's live ended, and, like, the way he spoke, I was like, this is the last time we're gonna see him. Like, why is he ending it like this? It was, like, really kind of cryptic, like... Oh, time will fly, guys. Like, I'll see you later. Chill. And then Jimin was also like, please don't laugh at me, like, when I have to cut my hair.
Yeah.
And, like, I know the time is upon us, but I'm like, what are y'all planning? Like, are we about to get just, like, the mass, like, peace out enlisting at the end of this year from, like, the rest of them? Like,
yeah, that shutter was real.
What are we doing?
I don't know. No matter what Namjoon does, I'm going to call him a liar because he was like, I'm not enlisting anytime soon. And I'm like, good. All right. Granted, that show was what, in August, and it's now October. But I'm like, how far is soon?
Yeah.
It's like I want them to go so they can come back, but I also like don't want them to go. It's the ultimate like catch 22 scenario.
Right. Well, before they leave, we are finally getting JK's solo album. I don't believe we discussed it before, but Golden is upon us. It's inspired by the golden moments of Jungkook and the golden maknae of BTS. So, we're getting 11 total tracks. Pre-order date started on the 4th to Friday, November 3rd. But, of course, it's probably available at a store near you.
I, like, placed an order in the middle of the night, like, in sheer panic. And I bought for my friend as well, who lives in the same city as me. And, like, I was like, well, like, save on shipping this way. And she's like, what if we go to Target instead? And I was like, dang it. So, like, the next day I had to cancel. I will be getting it at Target. But I know the way that people are feral for JK. So I'm going to have to go to Target, like, first thing in the morning.
Well, you know, someone recommended to us via email to try, like, Barnes & Noble, if I'm correct. So I might try that this time. Because they like to play games at Target. And there's, again, three versions of this. Like, layover. So if you're trying to grab all three, you might have some difficulty. So yeah, I might try that this time around. We'll see.
I had a really good experience at Barnes & Noble when I bought the book there, and they were like kind to give me the photo card. So I feel like that paired with the recommendation we got, like, probably can't go wrong. Anyway, not sponsored content, but if Barnes & Noble wants to sponsor, we humbly accept.
Exactly. So the promotion schedule is out, and we'll talk more about them as we continue on, but the concept photos, which were already released, we'll discuss that. KBS, we'll also discuss that. That happened on Friday, if I'm correct. We also got the track list this morning. So what's left is a main track poster. I can't read. Golden the tracks. I don't know what that means. A golden preview, main track official music video teaser, and then a main track official MV on November 3rd. And then a few more coming soon from November 6th through November 20th, which I'm assuming one of these is, if I can pull it open fast enough, is Golden live on stage.
Yeah, so I'm not gonna share my full itinerary because like internet safety, but I am going to Japan for a wedding around this time in November. And I'm like imagining myself like taking the 1 hour flight to go to Korea and like trying to explain to my friends who have traveled with me to Asia like as my plus one, and then also my friend who's getting married, like, hey, sorry about your wedding. I had something I had to do. I will not be doing that, but I am really excited to be in like the actual time zone that it's in. So maybe realistically I'll be in my hotel in Japan, like, they're like, want to go out and enjoy the nightlife, and I'll be like, sorry, I cannot.
Well, lucky for you and everyone else, it is going to be free to people who have an army membership. I believe you can also purchase. I'm sorry. It will be available to the army membership holders and Weverse Shop Global album purchasers. So I'm assuming if you buy an album or if you have the army membership, you will be able to watch it for free, but kind of not because you already paid for something. but yeah, that's happening on Monday, November 20th at 8 p.m. Korea time. So that'll be something like 6 a.m.
I think that's right. Yeah, because daylight savings between now and then. On the US side. I think you're right.
Something like 6 a.m. on Sunday, I want to say. So
wouldn't it be Monday?
Maybe Sunday? Is it Monday?
If it's 8 p.m., isn't it like 14 hours, same day?
I guess so.
6 a.m. on Monday, right before you start your work day.
6 a.m. on Monday, it's just nasty work. But
we did that with Yubi's the one day. I remember I was like up early and then it was like, whoops, sign on to the computer.
You know what? Something about that worked out because it was Friday.
Mm.
But Mondays.
Mm. Your face is really saying it all right now.
Yeah. God. Anyway. Yeah, 6 a.m. on a freaking Monday. What are you gonna do? All right. So yeah, we're getting Golden live on stage, so looking forward to that. And shout out to everybody who can be there in person. I just want one time in my life where I can experience, one, a K-pop concert in Korea, but two, most importantly, I want to be at these music shows where they get free stuff.
Yeah, I saw the gifts that like JK had given to the people that came to his, like, I guess, performances, and I was like, that audio again was like, damn. Like,
exactly. I want free Calvin Klein stuff. The freak. Right?
Funnily enough, I got coffee yesterday, actual coffee, with a friend who used to live in Korea, and she was just passing through town. She doesn't live here, but we grabbed coffee and she was like, are you gonna do like the K-pop thing? And like, the K-pop thing could be like 50 different things, so to be clear, I like wasn't super on the same page with her about like what she was talking about. And I was like, yeah, I mean, we're like all ARMY, there's a few like Maltese in our Korea group, like I think we're probably gonna like visit the exhibits or whatever. And she meant like a full-blown like K-pop concert. Like, she went to like, I don't know, she said it was one of the big three. She was living there like 10 years ago, so HYBE was not really HYBE at that time, right? But she saw like a showcase performance where she saw like 8 groups in one, and like, I was just like, what a cool, unique experience. Like, I'm not a multi necessarily, but if I was gonna get into like multiple groups, that would easily be how I was at.
I wonder what it was. I'm like, did she go to like an SM Town like family concert?
Or
like,
I think what it was, I don't know. I'm not sure. I was like, which one of the big three, like running through the names. She was like, maybe SM, or I was like, SM, and she was like, maybe. So like, she's very casual. She likes Korea, but she's not like super into K-pop, so yeah. She has like a unique perspective, but because I'm sitting there like, how are you not remembering the big three? But she thought it was cool, so.
Interesting. Yeah, I'd love to, but I just feel like the Korean fans talk about how hard the experience is to obtain concert tickets, and I just feel like with our language barrier on top of that, just make it extremely hard for us to be able to get tickets.
All
we can
be is like ticket juice sale, and they're like, all right, back in the line, go to the back, you're done.
But yeah, looking forward to watching that for free 99. We are also we received the track list. And so, of course, 3D and 7 are on there. We have other tracks. Closer to You featuring Major Lazer. Standing Next to You, which is the main track. And that's produced by, I believe that's the same, same people who made 7. So I'm wondering if that will sound similar or how different it'll sound, but other tracks we have Yes or No, which was written by Ed Sheeran. I'm seeing that now. Yep. We also have Please Don't Change featuring DJ Snake. I feel like he's been hyping up BTS for like years at this point. So I'm wondering how long this was in the drafts.
This is the one that JK's like, should I throw it out, should I not? DJ Snake's
or
like,
just
no.
Like, did he like kind of finesse his way into getting a collab by just like, I don't know, being like Team BTS for so long, or I don't know, I'm just trying to figure out how that worked. But also Hate You, which was, as I'm seeing here, partially written by Shawn Mendes. That's interesting.
Yeah, this reads as like a greatest hit of like co-producers, like all these collabs are like all the people that worked on this are top of the top, I guess.
Right.
Somebody, I do have to laugh at the title of Shot Glass of Tears and Two Sides Dance, because we always joke about crying in the club, and I feel like JK's like, bet.
Yeah, exactly. Somebody, Too Sad to Dance, Shot Glass of Tears, and then we have Seven Clean Version. I see John Bayon, I hope I'm saying his last name right. I'm seeing his name on here a lot, and I'm only familiar with that name because he worked with the Jonas Brothers on their last album, one of my favorite songs. So I'm like, what are these going to sound like? But he was involved in Seven, and I was not aware. So yeah, full album coming soon. I'm looking forward to it.
This came together really quickly from JK being like, yeah, I still have to work on that. To us getting like a full track listing, because it feels, I'm sure it was like a month ago. But like, even in a month, to be like, okay, like, we got to pull this all together. Like,
yeah, I feel like he was lying a bit. Like, there's no way you just pulled this together in like 2 months. There's just no way.
I mean, we were talking about him and Yugi, and like, didn't he say he had to like go get an IV or something, and we were like, that's not normal. And like, I think Yoongi was saying, he's like, JK's been working a lot, or like, someone was, no, it might have been Jimin, because we haven't heard from Yoongi, but it's like, I feel like JK's really stressed right now.
Yeah,
so I really hope he did not pull this together in 1 month, because like mental breakdown, menti B, as the kids would say.
Well, and then what time, considering that he's been flying back and forth to, like, shoot the music video for 3D, or to do, God, what was the name of that concert? But anyway, that concert in New York.
Oh, yeah, Global Citizen Live.
Yeah, or, you know, he was promoting Seven over here, filming the music video for that. Like, I don't know, just, like, what time would you have to pull an album together if this wasn't already, like... somewhat like
all those 14 hours somewhat flights. Done, hope the Wi-Fi works.
Right. Anyway, I'm curious what some of these songs will sound like, especially like Too Sad to Dance or Shot Glass of Tears. Are these going to be like slow ballads, or is it really going to be like crying in the club, like sad song but the beat goes hard?
I'm hoping the second. I mean, thinking solely about 3D and 7, if those are the vibes we get for the album, I feel like it's going to be booty shaking song. Or booty shaking album, rather.
We'll see. We'll see. I mean, I'll never pass up a song I can twerk to, so... but
I hope someone has made a playlist of like twerking through the tears or something like that. Tears and twerk, like, exactly. Some alliterative title better than I can come up with at the moment.
Hate You sounds like it's gonna be really like, I don't know, kind of angsty if it was written by Shawn Mendes. I'm curious. Olivia Rodrigo vibes. But yeah, looking forward to Golden. And whatever Ed Sheeran's writing, that's gonna be funny considering your distaste for Ed Sheeran.
Yeah. yeah, we'll see. I am not like the biggest Ed Sheeran fan, as we've discussed numerous times, I think, on the track. So we shall see. We shall see. I did go to his concert when he was in Pittsburgh, and that did kind of, I sort of had like an Ed Sheeran like come to God moment. He was really good live, so I'll put a tiny bit of respect on his name.
Can you explain how that happened? Because like you're like, number one, I do not care for this man, and then you're at his concert. Like, how did that happen?
Yeah, it was free 99 and I wasn't doing anything. And my friend had bought tickets, and she and her partner won like a radio giveaway or something, so their tickets got upgraded to like much better seats. So then they had two seats. It was like literally 15 minutes before the concert started. My friend was like, hey, do you want to come to Ed Sheeran? And I was like, what? Like, I'm at home in my pajamas. Like, she was like, it's starting. It was literally, I had like literally like 15 to 20 minutes. She was like, it starts at 7. So I like pull on a dress. I like do the like messy chic thing. Probably not even chic, but I just like roll out of my cocoon and I go. I tried to like, I called like 4 or 5 different people to be like, who wants this other Ed Sheeran ticket? But everyone else is like, I'm not saying yes to something 15 minutes before the event. So I ended up going to Ed Sheeran alone. And then like afterwards, I met up with my friends who were also there, but like much closer to the stage. I did feel slightly out of place, though, because I only knew, like, 3 of his songs, or maybe more, but, like, only, like, the ones on the radio. And the people next to me were, like, diehard Ed Sheeran fangirls, like, word for word, singing every verse, like, dancing, and I felt like I was just, like, messing up their vibe. I don't know. They were having a great time. I was just present, but he was really good. It was a good show, so... He also wore a Steelers jersey, so of course that like got him some bonus points, I guess, or something.
Wow. I was like a huge fan of his in my like Tumblr era. I don't know, when was that? 2012? Whenever that first album came out, I was obsessed.
I did listen to A-Team on repeat, like, 10 million times, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just always funny to hear Ed Sheeran slander.
Had you been in Pittsburgh, you could have had that other ticket. You could have come to Ed Sheeran for free 99. Though, would you go somewhere if I called you 15 minutes before and was like, we gotta go? Would you say yes?
If I was in Pittsburgh...
Gas up the jet, get here from DC really quick.
It depends on who it is too.
So for Ed Sheeran, I call you, I'm like, Kalei, you have 15 minutes, we're gonna go see Ed Sheeran.
For free 99, I probably would.
Well, good to know. Would. Sadly, yeah, as I mentioned, the other ticket went unused. None of my other friends were like, no. They were like, not today.
Wow. We did get a ton of other JK content. The concept photos are out. He's looking good, as usual. There's 3 different ones, right? There's 3 different sets of photos.
Oh, correct, yes. Will I perish if I look at these with like my semi-functioning lung actually wheezing looking at these photos of JK?
I don't know, it's like, what else is there to say?
I mean, to me, JK is the definition of like, we contain multitudes. Like, my friend and I were talking about that today. I don't know, like, he even watching, like, not to jump ahead, but even, like, watching the skit or the photo shoot, he's, like, goofing around or, like, making cute expressions. And they're like, okay, photo shoot's starting. And it's, like, a shutter on his face, just, like, complete 180, like, business mode, which, like, makes sense. But, like, he went from being, like, cute and silly to, like, I will F you up. Numerous ways type of vibe, so.
I love the last one with his tattoos on the wall.
I thought that was really cool. I might have just been looking at that one.
He's also been, like, really creative in his photo shoots lately. I don't know what magazine that was for. But there were some, like, a few concepts he, like, picked out himself, and one was, like, this kind of, like, British, like, punk rock style or whatever, and people were like, oh my god, he picked this himself. And so, I don't know. It's cool seeing him express himself. I just noticed
the background on the wall, like, is his tattoos.
Yes.
I was, like, short-circuiting too much before.
It's cool seeing him express himself in various ways. Get a softer side, get a little muscle. But yeah.
I just, like, can't reconcile the aesthetic with the person. That's, like, where I'm struggling with all of this. Like, we were talking about this, but even when he was on, like, the Good Morning America interview, and he said he felt nervous, so, like, whatever, but he's like, I want to get it on every day of the week. Suave, 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 sexy smolder, like, pester you type of, like, boyfriend. And then he's, like, on TV, and he's, like, cute and blushy and, like, a mess, and I'm like, we were talking about that when you were here. Every time I'm, like, JK in his, like, Playboy era, just thinking about effing, and then, like, I read that he recommended that Crying in HMR, like, memoir autobiography, and, like, it's really heavy. Like, her mom has cancer, and it's about, like, grappling with her mom's, like, terminal cancer diagnosis, and, like, how challenging their relationship was between this, like, kind of, I guess I don't know the word, like, alternative, maybe, or, like, the daughter who's growing up between, like, two cultures and is kind of into, like, arts and music, and her more, like, traditional mother, you know what I mean, or her mom who wants her to take a more traditional path. So anyway, this isn't a book review thing, because I could easily make it about that, but just to say, every time I think I have, like, a rap on who JK is, I'm once again reminded that I absolutely do not. That was the point I was trying to make. And these photos, and then his, like, whole persona, and then, like, him being silly and goofy, and then, like, killing it. I just, like, can't. He really is, like, breaking out of the boxes that my brain is, like, trying to put him into. Like, he's just doing his thing.
Yeah. I think that's the whole point this time around, too. I think he's making, like, a concerted effort to not appear as the same guy that we've seen for so many years. And this Shine concept photo set, you know those, like, shirts that have, like, the fake abs on them? It looks like he's wearing that, but I know it's not fake.
Spray paint.
My brain is malfunctioning. Yeah, like, no, that's real. Okay. Let's see what you're working with.
It honestly kind of gives me a complex as a person that has not one single ab. Or at least not, like, I'm sure I have abs, but they're certainly not visible. Let's leave it there.
Yeah. Yeah, you have abs. Just.
You know what I mean?
No one will ever think that I'm wearing
one of those shirts.
You know, not everyone can have JK abs, so it's okay. It's okay. But yeah, we got the music video behind the scenes. I think that was this week, maybe last. I can't recall, but we did check it out, as well as the photo shoot, like you were saying. And it was kind of cute seeing Jack Harlow and JK giggle. I'll be honest.
Again, like, people containing multitudes, et cetera, et cetera. It was so funny to me that JK was obsessed with the fact that Jack is, like, a year younger than him. And also JK just sitting there, but immediately, like, learning how to play chess. Those were the two things that jumped out at me when he's like, Jack is 25 and I'm 26. I was like, congratulations.
Exactly. Trying to remember what else. I just keep thinking about him being suspended in the air through all like 50% of the video.
Yeah, I think we were joking about this in our group chat, but like one thing about JK is that he's gonna be up via a wire.
Right. It is like a lot of fun. And they celebrated his birthday. So was this during his birthday he was recording this?
Yeah, it seemed like it. It kind of looked like all the dancers. It was the dancers that gave him that. I thought it was alcohol, right?
Yeah. I know he was, like, on flights a lot, but I just didn't have too many thoughts because they're always jet-setting somewhere, and so when I see BTS at the airport, I just try not to, like, even stress about where it is that they may be going. I figure they're up to something, but I was not tracking that he was flying on his birthday or around his birthday time to do this, so that caught me by surprise.
Yeah, I didn't notice either. Kind of been like, I don't know where he's going, but I'm sure I'll figure it out when there's like something on Twitter.
Yeah. And he was also at KBS this Friday. The mic was on as usual.
Yeah.
So that was fun.
Yeah, I mean, he did great. He sounded great. The choreo was good. I don't really know what else there is to say. Like, he did great.
Yeah. We also got V's fan meeting, and maybe it's just me, but I feel like I missed the notice for this. I had to go back and, like, try and scroll. Like, when did they announce that this was happening? And they announced it, like, at the top of September. Wow. So I was like, I was supposed to remember that this was happening. Like, there was, like, no other, like, update that this was happening.
I guess if you were going, so you would remember, right?
I guess. But I'm just like, okay. I just didn't see any other notice. Not even, like, a... Like, I don't know. You know, they do the little notices for fans, like, before the concert or something like that starts. Like, here's how you get in. Here's where you meet here. I didn't see anything like that. It was just, like, V's fan meeting. Like, that was it.
I was thinking it was still that one from Indonesia that we were talking about that was like the banking thing. You know, V had like a sponsorship with some Indonesian bank. No. I was like, where is this? Like, I also didn't remember. So. And then, like, when I started seeing the clips, I was like, before you organized them, which thank you for doing that, I was like, is this from, like, a variety show performance? Like, where is this from? But, yeah, Jimin showed up, which was super cute. Do you want to talk about that a bit more?
I'm still stuck on it being named Vic Nick. It's giving, like, jorts. It's just so funny.
Well, I think it's probably closer to, like, picnic in Korean, right? Because V is, it like, bui, right? So if I think about the Korean spelling, I'm like, it's way more like picnic than it is in English.
It is. It's just funny. Like saying picnic. Oh, God. Anyway. Jimin was there. Oh, no, go ahead.
No, I just texted you. I thought their faces looked different in both Jimin and V, and I, like, couldn't figure out why. And I think I'm just, like, going through withdrawal, like, honestly, where I'm used to seeing them, like, straight on in, like, a V live or something, you know? But it's, like, I don't know. Or they just are actually, like, well slept for once in their life. Is that a word? Like, well rested? And I'm like, this does not sound right in my head. They're, like, well rested. They got enough sleep.
Yeah. Yeah, they looked good. Like, they had a lot of fun. I was trying not to watch, like, too many clips or whatever, because I'm like, should I be watching these? Like, I thought we were on the, like, no, like, fan cams kind of thing. No fan sites kind of thing. So I saw a lot of that happening. So I wonder if they'll release any, like, actual footage of this on YouTube or somewhere else, so that we could, I don't know, watch it or see some kind of clip. Seemed like they were playing a few games, dancing. Yeah, I don't know. I stay out of, like, V-Men business, and, like, you know, V-Men stan business, but I always see people saying, like, oh, they're, like, it's either, like, they're not beating the divorce allegations, or, like, now they are beating them, and I was, like, what divorce? I'm, like, I don't know.
They're literally, like, your singing happened? Friends. Like,
I'm, like, what happened? Were they... I don't know, like, where we go wrong, I don't know, but they are together, not, like, in that shipping kind of way, but...
I was like, wait, someone's gonna take that out of context.
Exactly, let me say that again, not in that shipping kind of way.
This will be the 30-second clip that ends us.
I just mean that they are, you know, present, hanging out, like, they're not friends. Whatever that meant. Didn't he see him at Tay's music show a few weeks ago?
Yeah, that sounds right.
And now Jimin is supporting at his fan meeting.
I just assume if a member is doing something, like, Jimin is the one that's gonna be there.
I know, he's so supportive. So sweet. That's so sweet.
Jimin, I love you.
I'm like, what are we gonna do without Jimin for, like, whatever, however many years? Jimin draw is crazy. Anyway, any other thoughts or?
I mean,
comments for the week.
You shared a video that V did at the Vicnic. No, I can't say it without, like, chuckling. V did a rendition, like, a remix of Slow Dancing, right?
Yeah.
That was good. That's a choreo I could do. Just, like, arms up, sway. Easy. What else did you send through? Oh, Tay was doing, like, a challenge about, like, making funny faces. What did Jimin say? It was almost, like, backhanded compliment. Where he was making a face and Jimin was like, oh, he does that when he's anxious or, like, embarrassed. He does this face all the time. And then Tay was like, I was supposed to be confused. Like, is Tay, does he often have reason to be embarrassed? Like, what is this? What is this comment? Like, please elaborate.
We'll never know.
This is exactly, like, my problem with the book. I'm like, pause right there. I need you to, like, tell me more about this. Like, yes, I accept what you're saying. It's not wrong. I'm not telling you it's wrong. But I need, like, 15 more...
Right.
Anecdotes, backstories, whatever. Yeah, I don't have any other thoughts, really. I wasn't sure, like, what we would talk about this week, but it turns out there's a ton. And as you pointed out, 1 million lives and interactions as well. So we're staying busy in chapter two.
We are. I hope to hear something from... Jim before he leaves, because I feel like we're getting a lot of content from everyone else, so maybe that project that he's been working on will be released before he leaves.
He posted something on his Instagram story today that looked like possibly something from a photo shoot. I don't know for sure, but... Did you see that? It was like he reposted from his friend's story. So I feel, this is my own hypothesis, But I'm, like, fully convinced that whatever he's working on is, like, well underway. Like, imminent.
True.
Okay. My microphone's falling over. My lungs are seizing. Is it time to stop?
I just remembered that, like, Tay Durek controversy that was going on while we were together. But I'm like, you know what? There's, like, genuinely worse things going on in the world, so I will not comment. I will not comment on the foolishness. But anyway, I wish that we could, like, get on here next week and, like, have better things to talk about, but the way things are going. I'm not sure when we'll see any improvement, but I really, really want it so bad, so, so bad, so, so bad. So, so bad. Oh, gosh. Well, that'll do it for today's episode of Girls With Fun. We'll see you next time.
Bye.